We're going over to the UK now to speak to Robin Hunter-Coddington. He's the president of the Serpentine Swimming Club, the UK's oldest swimming club, having been established for over 150 years. The Serpentine Lake is situated in London's Hyde Park, and people get together to swim in the lake every morning, even in the cold weather they've been having in the UK. Many of them do it on their way to work. Records show that the first Christmas Day race was held there in 1864. Wow. And we're speaking to Robin live from the Serpentine. Good morning, Robin.
Good morning, everybody.
Hi.
Buenos dias, todo el mundo.
Ah, buenos dias. Thank you very much for joining us. So, tell us about... Sorry, there's obviously a bit of a delay because it's mobile. Tell us what the weather is like this morning, first of all.
Well, the weather is cloudy this morning, but the water is flat. There's no wind. The temperature is 3 degrees centigrade. And just to correct you, we are not the oldest swimming club in the country. The oldest is actually Brighton, who swim in the sea, but they don't swim every day. We swim every day, and the Peter Pan race, which you mentioned, which is the one on Christmas Day, we've had every single year since 1864.
Wow, that's amazing.
This morning we've got about 30 or 40 people here who come. We swim between 6 in the morning and 9:30, and people are swimming 400 yards, which takes about 5 minutes, 10 minutes, something like that.
Gosh, so what are the coldest temperatures that you've swam in then? You said it's 3 degrees this morning. Is that cold for you?
Well, no, it's quite warm, actually. And because we're an old club, we do it in Fahrenheit, which is 37. And last week we had ice on the water, so the temperature was the same as at the North Pole.
And how did you find that?
It's challenging, let's put it that way. I mean, the difficulty is you get used to it because you start in the summer and you work your way down. But it's 10 minutes later when your body temperature changes, because when you get in the water, all the blood goes to your core and leaves your extremities cold. But when you get out of the water, the blood goes back into your extremities, and therefore your core gets cold, and that's when you start shivering.
Right. So you haven't described it so it sounds that pleasant to me at the moment. Do you mind being shivering and cold?
Well, I think the thing is that first of all, you've never seen anybody in a bad mood who comes here in the morning. There's a big grin on everybody's face. There's a huge adrenaline kick. And the people are just absolutely fascinating. I mean, I was talking a few minutes ago to a man who's an oil rig architect, and he was describing how they dismantle oil rigs. We've got another man who was training 2 years ago to swim the Atlantic, but he couldn't get enough sponsorship. It's just a fascinating group of people.
So I imagine there's quite a lot of people who come and go and do just the odd swim, as well as the core group who come every day.
Well, there's a core group of about 100 to 150 who basically swim more or less every day, and then we have a race every single Saturday of the year. Then on the summer, the numbers go up quite dramatically because we've got a lot of people coming in training in wetsuits for triathlons. So there's a core group of about 150, and last year we had a total membership of 1,500.
Gosh, that's amazing. So how long have you been doing this for?
I started in 1994 because I was working very close and I used to go on the way. But I've swum the width of the Atlantic in the Serpentine, which is 3,000 kilometres.
Gosh, that's amazing. How long did that take?
Yeah. Well, I've been swimming since 1994, so that's, what, 25 years.
Adding it all together, fantastic. So yeah. Are there people there of different ages and different backgrounds and nationalities?
The oldest is 94, and the youngest regular swimmer, I think, is 10 or 11, something like that.
That's amazing. So the 94-year-old is swimming on a regular basis with you?
Well, he has a pool at home, so he just... hello, little dog. There's a dog walking by. But he comes here most Saturdays for a swim. But we've got a lot of people who train for swimming the channel. So we've probably got, within the club, we've probably got more people who swum the channel than any other club probably in the world, actually.
Yeah.
I mean, we had six people who swam to France on the 2nd of December last year, And the temperature was only 9 degrees, so it was really cold.
Gosh. So do you get people coming to you who are really, you know, wanting to try it, but either chicken out or put their feet in and just think, no, I couldn't possibly, it's too cold?
We get people who come in sort of at this time of year, and they ask if it's cold, and we say, no, it's heated. You know, they say, how is it heated? And we say, well, by the sun. So they put their finger in and they say, oh, it is cold, isn't it?
So you must have swam in all weathers. Have you done it in the rain and in the snow?
Yes, I've got photographs of myself swimming in the snow. I mean, the coldest I ever swam, in fact, right now, there's the World Wind Ice Championships in, I think, Estonia. And they're swimming, the ice there is 40 centimetres thick. And they've probably got eight or 900 swimmers. We've got five serpentine swimmers who are out there at the moment, swimming up to 250 meters in a race, and it's all done by age and by sex.
Yeah, that is incredible.
It's fantastic. I mean, nobody is ever in a bad mood, and it's a unique facility because it's a lake in the middle of central London, with you can't see a single house, you just see trees all around you.
Mm.
And people just come in, and you could always have an interesting conversation about something. We have, you know, two members of parliament, and we've got 17 different nationalities, and you could talk about anything to anybody because there'll be an hello? Hello?
Yeah. Yes, I'm listening, I'm with you.
Sorry, I've got somebody beeping my phone. And some of them swim without even swimming hats. I mean, I'm just wandering around, you know, bye, Dan.
Talk amongst yourselves.
Because I'm the president, I'm here every morning, and I know everybody, practically everybody, and so they all want to say hello, Robin, and they always ask me what the temperature is, and can I take my dog into the changing room, and things like that.
I think it sounds absolutely fantastic, and it's great that everybody's so happy and everyone gets on well. I can see why you do it.
If this program is for Spaniards, isn't it? Because we have one Spaniard and one Colombian, so we can talk Spanish with each other. So if any of your listeners want to come down, they can look us up on the website, and we'll talk Spanish to them and introduce them to swimming. And once they start, if they enjoy swimming, they will never want to give up as long as they're living in London.
Yes, yes, I can imagine. I can imagine it's very addictive, but cold.
It's cold. It's cold in winter, but in summer, we swim up to a mile. We have races for up to a mile. And if anybody wants to see, they can look at the website. We've got photographs there. We have a fancy dress swim in the autumn when everybody dresses up in extraordinary clothes. We had somebody dressed up as the Pope last year.
Swimming dressed as the Pope. Fabulous.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, if people want to find out more and look up the great photos that you've got on the website, just tell people what the website is.
Yep. Serpentine Swimming Club.
Is it .com or .co.uk?
.co.uk.
Okay.
If you just Google Serpentine Swimming Club, it will come up on the screen.
Yeah.
We're the only one.
Absolutely.
I mean, here's a man who's just the first time he's ever been in, and he got in and he got straight out again.
Do you have families coming together?
Yes, we have families. We've got one family. Well, in fact, the whole family's over in Estonia right now. Mother, father, daughter, and two sons.
Wow.
They're over there. We have married couples, fathers and sons, mothers and daughters. It's all inclusive. It really is.
Yes.
Anybody and everybody is made as welcome as they possibly can. We've got psychiatrists if you really want to, you know, find out whether you're mad to be doing it.
Well, I tell you, next time I'm in London, I'm almost tempted to come and pay you a visit.
please do. I'd love to see you. Do you speak Spanish then?
Yes, a little bit. Not now. Let's not do it now. But
you can come to a certain time and learn to speak better Spanish.
Why not? Now there's a challenge. Brilliant, Robin.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for joining us. It's been great to chat with you. You get back to your swimming, and if people want more information or to look at some great photos, Serpentine Swimming Club. Just have a look at that on the internet. Robin, thank you for joining us.
Lovely. Thank you so much, Hannah.
Bye-bye. Thank you. Bye-bye.